Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. After this, the Lord appointed 72 whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every tongue and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on the way. Behold, I'm sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. In whatever house you enter, first say peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. And if not, he will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you. For the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter, and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick, and cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'"
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
So today we are going to celebrate the feast of the two apostles, two cooperators of Paul, Timothy and Titus. These two are his disciples. They share the gospel and also the shared life to witness the gospel. These are these two disciples of Paul to strengthen us, to give us a light, to confront every difficulties and give us this, and ask for us the strength to pray for the need, to pray that we can have the strength to live well every present moment. We are sent, so we are saying the name of the Lord. So it's not doing our own thing. Be conscious that we are his disciples. We will not be sent to foreign countries, but we are sent to our family, to the place we work, and to live well every present moment with an open heart, with a sincere heart, love with the love of Jesus toward every person we meet today. Maybe not always easy, but tell Jesus, "Please, Lord, give me the strength to go ahead, to witness you in all situations." We believe that only you is our strength. It's all light.